What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Hey, yo. Another episode.
Episode 12.
The Drug Dealer's Dream podcast.
As you can see, we're in a whole new setting, whole new environment.
We switch places when we feel like, man. Right now, we're on location at Lucky Diamonds. I got a special guest. I've known this man, I don't know, definitely over 10 years.
Definitely.
Been rocking. Lucky, definitely like fam. All my jewelry, all, if y'all be wondering sometimes, like I have jewelry on, whatever. It's mine, but I bought it from Lucky, not rent it. You know what I'm saying? But I bought all my kids' jewelry. Girl, everybody, jewelry come from this man right here. You know what I'm saying? So introducing Luck. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yeah, all right.
Good to see you, man. Thank you for coming up, man.
Sure,
thank
bro.
You, thank you for letting us come
through, yeah, man. Yeah,
for real.
Let me in your TV.
You know, it ain't easy to let people behind the joint.
Like G said, man, you know me, I know him for like long right. time. I'm talking about at least 10 plus years, you know me?
Word.
He been 100 since day one, you know me?
Word.
So I fought with my boy, like, you know me? He's like a brother to me, like, you know me? If I need anything or anything, I call G, I know I'm good on it. You
that's
know
dope.
Me? So that's my guy right here, you know me? Like he said, all his jewelry, he bring clients to me, he buy all his jewelry for me, you know me? His family, his kids, everybody, you know me? Jewelry come from us, you know me?
Definitely.
What you think is unique about the jewelry game? We're gonna get into your history and all that stuff. But what do you think is unique about the jewelry game that makes it like a relationship business? It's like, you know, a barber could be your friend for life, you know, but a jeweler could actually be your friend for life.
Jewelry game, it's all about trust, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not like shoes or candy that you can buy this shit every day, you know what I mean?
Right.
A customer comes to us. You try to give them what we say, you know what I mean? No bullshit, no monkey business over here, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Give them what they ask for, plus the prizes. It's like a dope game, you know what I mean? Man can sell you same shit for cheaper than what it's worth, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But it's all about the price in this game, you know what I mean? So if you give the good price, customer gonna keep coming and bring more clients to us, you know?
Okay,
So, all right, a lot of people we were just talking about say, oh, man, y'all buying your jewelry from the middle of the mall, right? You started in the middle of the mall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you had real jewelry. You had jewelry that wasn't. But the difference, I think, a lot of people understand about, obviously, y'all see this ain't the middle of the mall no more. Man, it came up. But, like a lot of people who say they're in the middle of the mall and they selling, you getting your jewelry, but it's the difference between you taking advantage of somebody, selling them fake jewelry as real jewelry. The jewelry that ain't, that wasn't official, you'll say, this over here is that, and this over there is this, right? So how you, in that time period, I don't know, maybe 5 years from when I met you, I don't know how long you was in the middle of the mall, did you elevate to this? Like you got big boy watches, Hublots, Pateks, 41 millimeter, whatever, so how you make that come up? Like people say this is the hood mall, right? How this shit should be in Lenox. You know what I'm saying? Like how was your grind? Like what, you know what I mean? What was you doing to because you wasn't the Rolex man then, you had Breitlands and Joe Rodeos, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
how
what
you
was selling back then, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you know, like I said, bro.
How long were you in the middle of the mall?
I was in the middle of the mall for like almost 5 years. Okay, that's where I really started it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even in the middle of the mall, I had the shit on that time too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a real shit and I had a fufu. Ain't no shame, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got, you know what I mean? You can't turn no money down. And I'm a hustler, okay?
Real shit.
I ain't gonna turn no money down. Yeah. If a nigga come with $100, I'm gonna, you know, show him something for $100 too.
Yeah.
If they come with a big bag,
yeah,
I got something for that, them too, you know what I mean?
For sure.
So for that's how I really started, you know, from the middle of the mall, you know what I mean? That's how you grind.
No doubt.
And that's how you come up, you know what I mean? Now, thank God, look at my store, you know what I mean? I got the biggest store in the city right now, knock on the wood, you know what I mean?
Nah, for sure.
It's just you build the client, you know what I mean? You put your name
and
out there.
And be 100, you
know what I'm saying? Always, like I said, bro, I never shitted on nobody. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah,
everything got a price. I mean, I'm not here to lose no money. I'm here to make money.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my money.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to sell you no foo-foo shit and tell you, oh, yo, this is real.
Yeah.
Right.
I will never do this in my life. I never did this on anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I made money. You know what I mean? Everybody got to make money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get a price, sometimes, like, you know, I get a, for example, shit like, watch right here. Mm. You got on. Back then, this shit was costing $30,000, $40,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had to sell it, make my markup, and sell it, you know, based on that price.
Yeah.
So prices change, you know what I mean? So, but that's how it is, you know?
How'd you get into the game? Like, how long ago?
Was it family?
Like, really, like, yeah, my relative, you know, my uncle, he been doing this shit for last 25 years, you know what I mean?
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when we moved to America, you know what I mean?
From where? Where did he move from?
I moved from Pakistan.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when I moved, you know what I mean? I work on a different places. And, you know, one day my uncle came to me like, you know what? Come work with me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And back then, I didn't know nothing about jewelry.
Yeah.
I said, no, I cannot work with you.
How old were you, like 16?
I was like 14 back then. You know what I mean? So he came to me like, you know, work with us.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know nothing about jewelry, you know what I mean? He said, it's okay, you know, you're going to learn, you know what I mean? I said, okay, let's give a try.
Yeah.
So I started working, started learning business, you know what I mean? I had my hustle on, you know what I mean? Build my clients, build my name, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So one day, I said, you know what? Why don't you, you know, open my own business?
Yeah, that's dope.
You know what I mean? I had all the name, I had all the clients.
Did he invest in you?
No, I made my own savings, you know what I mean? And started with, like I said, in the middle of the mall with Little Stump, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's dope.
That's how, you know.
That's a good story. Like a lot of times people be wondering how they could come up. Like you, at the end of the day, your uncle had a jewelry store, but he ain't just give you no jewelry store. You still got to hustle. You still got to grind.
I work for like 2 years. I would say I was taking 2 days off in a whole month, open to close, from 11 hours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I finished my high school. You know, when I was in the middle school, when I was in a high school, I was coming part-time. After my school, I used to come help him out, you know what I mean, for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, but on the weekend, I was working open to close, you know what I mean? Mm.
So when you say you didn't know anything about jewelry, right? Like, what's some of the inside stuff that people don't, like some of the behind the scenes stuff that people don't know that happens? Like, where do you actually get the gold from? Obviously, they're not mining gold in Georgia.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So how does it work?
See, we have for the gold, we have manufacturers, you know what I mean?
Okay.
All over, like majority of my gold is, you know, Italian gold, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we have manufacturers in Italy. You know what I mean? We have some manufacturers in California, you know what I mean?
Now, do you do that? I don't mean to cut you off, but you know so much at this point, a lot of stuff you think is common sense ain't common sense to a viewer, right? So are most of your manufacturers coming from Italy? Is that because you think the quality's better?
Way better than, you know what I mean? It's Italian gold and it's like a Mexican gold, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we try to keep the quality of the gold on a higher grade, you know what I mean? Because see, when I get Italian gold, that's mean if I say it's a 10 karat gold, it's not gonna be no under karat. If I say it's 14 karat, it's not gonna be no under karat. Under karat means a lot of jewelers you go to, they say, oh, this is 10 karat. But that shit turn out to be like, you know, 9 karats, you know what I mean?
How does the karat game work? Like, right, what does that mean?
They put another metal?
Yeah, they put another, you know, like alloy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So mix it with the gold.
Yeah.
So is that why it gets dull or not turned,
but like that, or because, you know what I mean? Or
eventually gold, you know what I mean? After a while, you know, like just like your clothes, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't wash your clothes, it's going to get dirty. Yeah. Same thing with gold. You know, you wear it, you know, the moisture get on it, you know, the air get on it, like, you know, so it get dirty. So you got to keep it clean. But one thing about Italian gold is like the top quality gold, you know what I mean? People who know about jewelry, they know, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
A lot of people, when they first get any type of money, they're going to buy a good car, they're going to buy some jewelry. You in an area, one of the reasons I think that you do good, like people come from wherever to buy it, but you in a urban area. Niggas hustling is trying to get that bag to go get, and you in a perfect spot for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might not even have that big car, but they coming, fuck that. Or in a good house, nah, I need to show that I'm getting this bread. You know what I'm saying? Is it, you think that's a big reason why you went, that why you opened a store here?
I've been in this mall for a long time, you know what I mean? So the only reason I built this store, because like I said, I have all my clients know me, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like the oldest jeweler on East Side, like, you know what I mean? So that's the one reason. Plus, sometimes it's that, you know, that too.
Yeah.
When the, you know, people get a little money, they come to us, you know, they want to get the shine on. You know what I mean?
Why do you think it's so important, man? Why do you think it's so culturally important for when you get some money to come get some jewelry?
Jewelry, it's like your image. You know, you cannot go to no club. If you got a nice car, you cannot pull up in a club with a car inside the club. You know what I mean?
Fact.
Jewelry, right. When people look at you, they look at, my man getting money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fact.
That's all about your image. You know, you look good, you look like money, you're going to get money.
Gotcha.
Another thing, quality of the diamonds. Like a lot of people don't really know diamonds. Like, I think that was one of the first things too. When I first started coming to you, I'm like, is those VS, is those S? I'm like, I don't know everything about diamonds, but I knew something. Like, I just wasn't coming to give you my money. And so, 4 C's, color, cut, clarity, and carat, right? What, can you explain that a little bit? Like, people don't understand the color. Like, if you got, like, because people be like, everybody talk about VS, right? But you can have an SI that shine harder than a VS, depending on the color. You know what I'm saying? And can you explain that? Like, what's D color, H color? Like, what is the difference? Why can an SI diamond shine harder than a VS? Or why do some VSs just go crazy over SIs? You know what I'm saying?
It's all about, like, you know, the color is more important, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Clarity you can see it on like a big solid stones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, it's VS, there's like, you know, SIs, and there's IF, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. IF mean internet flawless.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna see no flaws on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or VS, you're gonna see very slightly flaws. That's what VS stand for, very slightly, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And SI stand for slightly, you know, infection. You know what I mean?
Okay. See?
So, you know, this is what it is. And the color is very important. You know what I mean? Color make the diamond pop up. You know what I mean?
That's like why it should be looking like a rainbow. When, you know,
like,
what I'm
you
saying?
Know, that's a clarity you can't really tell on the, you know, smaller stones. When it's a bigger stone, the clarity does matter, but it does matter on the price too. You know what I mean? You probably won't be able to really tell, but it's a big price difference on it. You know what I mean? When it comes to like IF. Then, you know me, it's VVS, then VS, you know me, then SIs, you know me, SI1s, SI2s, SI, it's a big chart for it. You know? But the color important, color make your diamond pop out, you know me, differently.
So what's like the best colors?
Color start from, like, you know, the color chart basically start from D.
Okay.
You know me, go up to like, you know, D, E, F, G, you know, like alphabets, you know what I mean? So the D on the top of the color, you know
so
me?
If you got some VS1s, D color, this shit going on.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. And like, it's really weird.
Schooling y'all, man. Like y'all just become giving these jewelers your bag.
And when they come
to
me,
history.
You know what I mean? If they don't know no better,
yeah.
I try to, you know what I mean, give them a teaching too. You know what I mean? Like, this what it is, that's what it is. You know what I mean? What you want to buy. Like, for example, BBSs, one carat will cost you like, you know, between $2,000 to $3,000 on like a charm or something.
Yeah.
SI gonna cost you about, you know, $1,500, $2,000
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. But and SI still be
SI shining. Still like,
I mean, I got all VS.
Yeah,
but
you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of jewelers, you know what I mean? They're talking about VVS, VVS.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, the slang right now, VVS, VVS. Yeah. A lot of jewelers don't even be having no VVS either. True VVS, no. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
and if you got a VS, but it's you down the alphabet all far, that don't mean it's just going off right. Crazy. Exactly.
Like I said, you color know? Is really important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Nah, that's dope. I wanted to bring that up because a lot of times people be talking about, oh, man, I spent $30,000 or $40,000 on a watch, but your joint ain't really doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't went to a jeweler that just took your money. You know what I'm saying? And ain't explaining. He could say, you could get this one, but I got this over here that could, you know.
It's all about, you know, these days, it's all about who got the inventory.
Okay.
A lot of jewelers you go to, they're going to show you a book. Like, you can pick out what you want, I'll order for you.
Mm, they don't have it.
They don't have it on deck, you know what I mean? And they, you know, claim they're going to beat anybody prices and stuff like that just to, you know, gain a business.
Yeah.
They don't have shit on deck.
Okay.
You know what
just
I mean?
Like a middleman.
They're like, you know, and we're not a middleman, you know me. I buy my, all my stuff on front.
Yeah.
Like, so we don't get, you know, majority of my stuff is like cashed out, you know what I mean? So we get a better price than any other jeweler would because we cut the middleman off. You know, we don't get on consignment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a big price difference.
Nah, nah, nah.
So, like, I'm glad you said that because, like, of course, a big corporation franchise like K's or Zell's, right? They can get huge inventory, right? So how do you compete? Like, why shouldn't people go there? Why should they come to you?
See, they can get huge inventory, but at the same time, they have a different marketing. They have to pay too much for marketing, for the brand. Like, they got way more expenses.
Like, you don't need a Super Bowl commercial to sell a Cuban.
You know what I mean? So, we don't have that much expenses.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We got to, like, it's a family, kind of like a family business. I got my people working for me. It's like a family to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, one day, you know what I mean? They're going to, you know, I'm trying to teach them so they can come up too. You know what I mean? I'm not just trying to keep everything for myself. I'm trying to pass out too.
Nah,
like how I learned, how I grind. And I came up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank God, you know what I mean?
Same way your uncle did for you.
Same, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to teach them too, you know, at the same time. So they can, you know, learn some. They can. I want them to be successful too. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. How you compete with the other big names? Like, I mean, you like the biggest store, but you'll hear an Icebox, you'll hear. How do you compete and to where it ain't, it ain't beef or it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you, I know you hear those names all the time. So what you do to, do you try to get better product? Do you try to get the celebrity clients or you just keep doing you? You know what I'm saying?
I just do me. One thing about me, I ain't gonna hate on nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got a lot of haters.
Okay.
And you probably know, you know what I mean? Any jewelry store you go to and you tell them, okay, I got it from Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh man. You know what I mean? You've seen them. Their red turn, the face turn red. You know what I mean? They be on a hating shit.
Yeah.
One thing about me, you know me for so long.
Yeah.
I never hate on nobody, bro. Because I'm a hustler. I know how to get mine. Hating is not for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I let them hate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We know what the song, right? You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
You ain't popping, man. So, shout out to Rube,
like,
man.
You know what I mean? I like haters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They motivate me. That's when I'm doing something. And they're not doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to do me, that's it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So talking about how you broke down, like, where the gold comes from, like, Italy has the highest quality.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bunch of controversy behind where the diamonds come from.
Yeah, but that's just, you know what I mean? Ain't no blood diamonds, bro.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's, I tell you that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all this, you know, that was a movie conflict, and that's just on a different level, not on this kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay.
All our diamonds are clean. You know what I mean? Not just mine, I'm talking about, like I said, I'm not a hater.
Right.
All the jewelers' diamonds be clean, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Ain't no blood diamond, no conflict diamonds, none of that. This is, you know, past, you know what I mean? It's nothing like this anymore, you know what I mean?
It's more regulated now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's too much laws and stuff like this, you know what I mean? So you can't do none of that stuff, like, you know?
We in Atlanta, a lot of people watching, I want to explain a couple of things. It's a spot downtown Atlanta called the Paramount. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of jewelers get their jewelry from the Paramount, or it don't work like that? Like everybody say, oh, they supply all the other jewelers, you need to go there.
See, there's a mentality, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But you go to Paramount, yeah, they paying higher rent than we does, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And they open only 5 days, we open 7 days. They open from, you know, certain hours. So they, everybody in business to make money.
Yeah.
Nobody in business, in any business, to give away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're investing millions of dollars in these businesses, you know what I mean, you're expecting your returns too, you know what I mean? So this is just a mentality. The Paramount is cheaper. And majority of our jewelry is like, you know, custom made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So none of this stuff we get, it. I don't get nothing from Paramount. I cannot speak for the other people.
Yeah.
But none of my stuff comes from Paramount, you know what I mean?
So when you say custom made, you mean it
not
doesn't?
Not saying Paramount jewelry is bad. They make good jewelry.
Yeah.
It's just
you don't get it from.
No,
you know, like I said, I try to cut the middleman off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to deal with many factories, okay, as I can. So you know, I get the better price. So I can provide better prices. You know what I mean? It's all about the prices these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't get none from Paramount.
Okay.
Like We've been buying jewelry a long time, right? From
kids,
from high school. Yeah, 10
going
carat.
Going to Coliseum, Jamaica Ave, and Queens.
$60-$70 worth of gold in our mouth.
Yeah,
like, you know,
jewelry fronts was $10 a tooth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
the old price was, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
How have you seen the game change, like, over time? Like, did eBay fuck the game up? Did the internet fuck the game up? Like, what happened over time?
Why is gold so high?
Like, yeah, because before, like, right now, you have a section where you may have, like, some that stuff that's just gold plated, right? And then you have another, your high end section and all that. It didn't used to be like that. We used to go to Coliseum.
Yeah.
It was just all real gold.
Gold was so cheap. You're talking about why would you pay less than $10 for this 10 carat? It ain't nothing cheaper than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like a chain like that, right?
Right.
Well, that's 18 carat though.
Yeah.
All right. We was buying 10. 14 max.
Right.
But we might pay $300 for that chain with the piece.
Yeah. Right, right.
Now, Tatum paid almost $2,000 for that chain. Why gold done went up? So
gold, like, you know, when it's more demand of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how the prices works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember.
Strictly off demand, that's how the price rises?
That, you can say that too, you know what I mean? But, you know, everything go up, man. You know what I mean? Back in the days, I remember, I'm not even from here, this country.
Yeah.
When I move over here, I pump a gas for 59 cents per gallon.
I ain't no front. Okay. I pump for 79 when I first
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So now you look at the gas price, it's $2.59.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the prices for everything, by the time, you know what I mean, go ups, you know what I mean? Same thing, gold, you know, and gold is asset. At the end of the day, it's money.
Right.
You know what I mean? You might lose the labor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which you lose on anything.
Yeah.
You buy a new car for $60,000 as soon as you, you know, drive off the parking lot.
$50,000.
You know what I mean? So you lose the labor of the gold, but at the end of the day, it's still the asset.
Yeah.
Gold will speak for itself anywhere. Anywhere in the world. And if you got a gold on, you can sell it and get the money out of it. You might not get the same.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
I'm glad you said that. But it's not, even though it'll be recognized as an asset, other countries, they're not going to respect your 10 karat gold or your 14 karat gold, though, right? Can you break that down?
They respect everything. But gold is gold, no matter if it's 10 or 14 or 18. You know what I mean? Because you understand everything, like I said earlier, everything got a price. 10 karat, for example, today, you get it for $30 grams.
Okay.
And same thing, like, you know, like other country, you said that they ain't gonna recognize 10 or 14 karat. Gold is gold. Everybody gonna recognize gold.
Okay.
So same thing, for example, like I said, 10 karat you buy for $30 grams today. 18 karat you will buy for $55 or $60 per gram.
Okay.
You understand? 24 karat you will pay like $75 per gram. So you can understand what you paying. You paying $30, you paying $50, $60, or you pay $75. So that's how you're going to get returned to. If you're expecting you pay $30 and you're going to get $40, no. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it's, they recognize it. They might give you not $30, but they're going to give you $25, $20. But you're going to get the money because end of the day, it's gold, no matter, you know what I mean, if it's 10, 14,
no matter how much
18,
cut is in it, no matter how much
gold
they cut
is
it.
Gold is gold, like I say, you know, if you pay, buy 24K, yeah, you get more recognized because you pay more too. You get more money, but even if you pay $75, you might won't get $75, you know what I mean? You're going to get $60. Same thing, so you're going to lose, you know, certain percentage. So same thing with 10K, you're going to 10 or 14K. You're going to lose certain percentage, you know what I mean?
Question. Now, it seemed like Rolex has been around forever. Lately, in the past few years, it's been like a Rolex craze. Bust
everybody
down. It don't matter what.
Everybody want Rolex.
What has happened, like, that make everybody just on this Rolly bust down? Now, don't get it twisted. People rocking Pateks. But those are more expensive.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, what's more affordable, even though you're talking,
yeah, when
I don't
we
know.
Was young, you was good in the Movado.
Yeah. You had a Movado, you was lit.
Nas said, Ice Bulova.
Yeah.
Bulova.
Yeah.
Like, you're not selling, like, Bulovas.
Like, yeah. So what you think made this whole craze pop?
It's music business, man. It's all about, you know, the trend.
Yeah.
What rapper wears,
yeah,
this is the trend goes there. Man, I remember, not even that long ago, even like Yuji, when you first start buying jewelry from me, what you bought was a white gold.
Yeah, I was buying white gold.
Okay, so white gold was the shit.
Yeah,
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Not even that long. I'm not even talking about no 10, 15 years. I'm talking about like 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
Since that song, I still tell all my clients, and I'm a witness to that. You know what I mean? I had, like right now, 90% of my inventory is yellow gold.
Yeah.
Back in the days, I'm talking about six, seven years ago, I would say, majority of my inventory was white gold or either platinum. You know what I mean? But it changes so fast just because of the one song. You know what I mean? Shout out to Trinity James. You know, since he brought this song.
Gold on my wife.
All gold, everything,
and
you know what I mean?
The fact that the Rollies came back like that, just the gold Rollie, that had to help too, like the comeback of yellow gold.
Yeah, that's, you know, because everybody, like, you know, yellow gold, Rolexes was, you know, before it was white gold too, but, you know, everybody, like I say, the trend changes.
Yeah.
So people were, before wearing big faces, like, you know what I mean? Now the trend, everybody got, like, you know, short chain, small faces, you know what I mean? More classic.
It used to be 40-inch, hanging big piece.
You know what bothers me about the jewelry game, right? Like, when we first was getting into jewelry, we was becoming that age where we could save some money and buy some shit. It was all about, like, your piece. Like you wanted to get this piece that was unique or represented something you was doing or whatever. Now it's like, motherfucker said, fuck the piece. I just want the big-ass kilo chain. That's it. And everybody walk around with like that same Cuban. So I feel like part of the jewelry game, it lost some of the identity. Like, you ever have somebody coming in here wanting like a crazy custom piece or what, can you remember like one that you made that you even got excited to make? Like, oh, I ain't never made no shit like that before.
Like, I just recently, you know, I just did a piece for my boy Zaytoven.
Okay.
You know, I was excited to make his piece. You know, he been shopping with me for like long time, like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about at least for 12 years, you know what I mean?
What did he get?
I just made him a charm, say Zaytoven on it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
If a ever classy go to, piece.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you ever go to his Instagram or come to my Instagram, by the way, my Instagram is Lucky Da, D-A, okay? You know, I'm in a hood, so we gotta keep it in a hood.
But what is it? What's your Instagram? Shout it.
Lucky the Jeweler.
Lucky the Jeweler.
Yeah.
With the D. What?
Lucky the Jeweler.
So I just did a piece for him, so I was really excited, you know what I mean? And he turned out to be craziest piece, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just recently did, you know.
What was it? Was gold?
Oh, it's like a two-tone, you know what I mean? Gold with the yellow. I mean, gold with the white, you know what I mean? But all white diamonds, all certified VA stones, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you really look at it, you go crazy on that piece, so, you know what I mean?
Can you talk about some of your other celebrity clients?
I got a lot of celebrity clients, man. I mess with, you know, Gucci Mane, Amigos, Zaytoven, You know what I mean? I have so much of a list, I really can't even, you know, really think of everybody, you know what I mean? But thank God, you know me, I have enough celebrity clients that shop with me, support me from a long time, and they still do, because I try to, you know, like I say, always keep it real, you know what I mean?
It's got to be a good feeling, like, when they come in and spend, like, $1,500 one day, and then 2 years later, they come spend $150,000.
They
like,
you, came
they,
up.
They're excited to see you. They be like, yo, I can't wait to come see Lucky. Yeah. He gonna know I came up, you know what I'm saying? I got the, like you experienced that with them.
This is the, you know, like, you build clients. Yeah. Client come to me. I got so much clients right now, like, they came, spend, like, about $200. Yeah. Now the same clients I see, and I'm happy for them too. They come spend 20 bands, no problem.
Yeah.
So, Lucky, we appreciate you informing everybody like about quality of jewelry coming from Italy, the difference between all the diamonds, making sure they're not weighing heavy on their conscience thing, they're coming to get blood diamonds and all that crazy shit. But like, being a jeweler, the business is so unique because there's so much dialogue that goes on between the customer and you, right? It's like, we never look at the price tag in a jewelry store, and we just brought up knowing you got to come in here ready to argue. Especially us, growing up in Syracuse, we have to go to NY to get the jewelry. We already know we got to argue crazy.
Talking down.
Because they're going to hear the difference in our voice. They're going to try to take advantage of us. They ain't see us around the neighborhood. So we got to go in there, argue, then leave. We don't have motherfuckers chase us to the car and be like, nah, I'll give it to you for that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what's your technique? Like, you've been doing this for so long, or you on some like no nonsense shit, like this is the price, that's it?
Nah, but it's like I said, bro, you build your name, you build the trust, you know what I mean? So I have like, thank God, you know, I have a clients that come in, I give them a price, and see, one thing about me, I'm not like other jewelers, or tell you if shit costs $1,000, I ain't gonna tell you, oh, this shit costs $7,000. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know me, if somebody try me like that, I feel like they will, you know, they're trying my intelligence, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I will not, you know, this shit, I will not want that to happen to me. So I'm not, you know, trying to do this to nobody.
Okay.
So if client comes to me, I try to keep it real. I'll be like, okay, look, bro, this shit, you know, costs $1,500 or $2,000. You just shoot me, you know what I mean? For example, if shit costs $2,000, yo, yeah, take it, give me $1,600.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be like, oh, 7,000, and then I do my, you know.
And then you get 1,200.
You know what I mean? This is bullshit. I try to, you know, save my client time and my time. You know what I mean? I straight come to the business.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm a businessman, and people these days, they're too smart. Do you know what I mean? Like, you try them with that, you know, monkey shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they come to me, I'm like, okay, bro, this is what it is. You know what I mean? Right. They try to, you know, bargain with me for a couple of hundred here and there. If I have a room, I say, you know what, hey, if I ain't got the room, I ain't gonna be like, I'm gonna put it back in my display, you know what I mean? You won't buy it, somebody else gonna come buy it, you know what I mean? Yeah. They might pay me more too, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. You ever had anybody try to rob your store?
Thank God, like, you know what I mean? It's all about karma.
Alright.
So thank God, like again and again, I said, thank God, you know what I mean? I seen a lot of people get from top to zero, you know what I mean? Because of the robbery. So thank God I ain't never got robbed.
Because people
probably stole, like, you know, here and there shit, you know, yeah. When we show it to a customer, they might come in and try to, you know, grab and run, you know what I mean?
Wow. That's so happened, though.
Little thing. Happens,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Nothing
big.
Really crazy.
Because people would say, like, you in the hood, basically.
Right.
Ain't been no smash and grab. Like, I be seeing it on the news. Yeah. They take the hammer. Yeah. I mean, you got Rollies, you got big boy watches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a whole, you got $1 million over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, but now I got a, you know, armed security guard.
Yeah.
He be here all the time,
yeah.
With the, you know,
yeah.
Tool on him
with
too.
That thing. Yeah.
One thing that, and I've been, like I said, I've been in this hood for so long.
Yeah.
Okay, people know me, I pay my dues too.
Right. Tell me about that, man. Do you live around here too? Like, you ain't got to say your address or nothing,
nah.
But like, do you, is this the community that you embrace as home? I mean, I can hear it the way you talk, bro. Like, I already
man,
know.
Look, probably got the big boy house,
that's
super far, mad land.
I don't live around this area, but like, I spend more of my time on this area than I spend where I live at. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, because I see a lot of these jewelers, right? And I don't know any of them. But jewelers that have become famous, like we was talking about Jacob earlier. And then you got jewelers popping up in videos. You got Ferg dropping jewelers' names. Ben Baller made the chain. Right.
That's the question I got too. Like, cause you've been in Zaytoven movie. Like, in Atlanta, you're famous. What I'm saying
is, Young Thug videos. You know
Young
me.
Thug so video.
They call me, you know me. But sometimes, like I said, bro, I'm all about my money.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a good, you know, public city and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But they invite me, but I really, like, really,
yeah.
I really don't go, you know what I mean? Well, I don't have time, first of all, you know what I mean? I be having a lot of custom appointments, so I'd rather, you know, serve my clients than go do this kind of, you know.
No doubt. What made them famous, you think? Like, you think because of their celebrity clients kept dropping a name that they was going to spend? Like, if somebody put you in a song and say, I went to Lucky, you got the Rollie, that's just going to make more people come fuck with them.
But like I said, bro, you know, they drop the name, then they pay the fees, you know me?
Yeah. They ain't talking down.
I don't get shit for free, you know me?
Yeah.
How'd you get the name, man?
Name, you know me, this just... That's what you call it. Long time ago, that's not my real name, you know what I mean? I'm gonna let y'all know that.
I'm pretty sure it ain't your real name.
So, you know, it was one movie I watched, and that movie, you know what I mean, it was like a movie from my country, okay? So the guy who was playing the role, his name was Lucky, you know what I mean? And the movie turned out, it kind of inspired me.
Okay.
I said, you know what?
That's your name.
We all got our names from movies.
Yeah.
No matter where we grew up, we all got our names from movies.
Nah, real
That's
shit.
Dope. That's real dope. Okay. So any other, like, besides, and like you said, man, thank God nobody trying to run in here and do some crazy shit. Has there ever, I know, though, the jewelry game, it gets grimy sometimes. Like you said, you got haters and everything. Can you think of any problems that you've had on your come up that, like, just stand out to you?
You know, it's just haters, they like to talk bad about you, you know what I mean? So, this not, he ain't got the real, you know what I mean? He working for somebody, you know what I mean? That's not his shop, this, that.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, man, I don't care. I ain't got to prove you nothing, you know what I mean? I know who I am, I know what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keep getting this money.
I don't have to prove it to nobody. You know what I mean? So.
We're going to start to wrap up. I just wanted to say the reason why we had a dude like Lucky on the show, like all our other guests, people have been to prison. What people don't really understand is a drug dealer's dream is a broad scale. Like a drug dealer's dream, he dreamed of having jewelry and nice stuff and flat. That don't mean he sold drugs to do it. It's just he liked what a drug dealer entails. You know what I'm saying? He looked like that nigga. Lucky looked like he got 50 bricks right now, but he don't. He got an honest business. You know what I'm saying? So I think the illest part about our podcast, to plug us halfway, is that we be trying to teach. You know what I'm saying? Like we got these stories of people who had bad things happen in their life and or getting a lot of money but went to prison and now they changed their life to do something else. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to bring somebody like Lucky. Obviously, he's my friend, but he's in trap with the drug dealers too. You know what I'm saying? Because they come here and they spend their money. But is you can be on the other side of the fence. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can have a jewelry store. Lucky, not he didn't hit the lottery. He worked. And he got a spot. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's dope. You know what I'm saying? And eventually we have different type of guests. My lawyer will be on the show. Like. Just to explain like different things that's going on and a lot of stuff a drug dealer does spend their money on. Or somebody who goes to work every day spending money on.
Right.
They need to have knowledge of jewelry, man. Like people spending a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Jewelry, like Lucky said, is part of somebody's image, right?
Yeah.
But like we always talk about identity.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker will know you for your jewelry, like Slick Rick. We knew Slick Rick because of his chain.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like LL Cool J.
Right.
Dookie Ropes, like you
all the way down to your neighborhood. You might not know somebody, but you'd be like,
such
you know
so and so
with the so and so chain. You know so and so with the watch. You know what I mean? So
I know it's mad stupid. I don't know if you give an answer, but I think you would. When people come get some dumbass piece, do you really be like, I know you ain't gonna talk them out of, you wanna get the money, but you be like, man, what are you getting that stupid shit for?
Well, everybody got different choices, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, I know you remember one, though, that was just like, you really want this shit?
What's the...
Nah, I'm saying, I know he remembers one.
Like, he'd be like, come on, man, you got this disco ball.
Every jury sale, I'm gonna tell you that. Yeah. Okay, I mean, ain't no front, ain't no cap, okay? I got jury selling for like almost probably a year, 2 years, 3 years, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I still, people come to me and be like, man, you got this piece for, you know, years now.
Yeah.
I don't care, bro, that's not no food, it won't get spoiled. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm gonna sell that, bitch, and somebody gonna come and cash out on that, too, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That's... A lot of pieces, you know what I mean, we had, you know what I mean, we thought we wouldn't be able to sell it.
Yeah. Still sitting there.
Because you see the trends come back, right?
Trends come back, you know what I mean, people got, you know, different, everybody got different tastes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might like this, somebody might like different stuff, somebody might like, you know, shit. Yeah. I thought it would not sell, and it still sold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jewelry always gonna sell. Like I said, jewelry at the end of the day is asset for me too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I don't sell it, I melt it down.
You can make something
out. I get my bread back. You know what I mean? Like,
and you do that, right?
So do you melt it and sell it, or melt it and make something else?
Melt it and, you know, reuse it for something else. Make something else, of course. You know what I mean? You take that gold out, take the diamonds out. You know what I mean?
Do you do a lot of selling online? Can they purchase from you online?
Yeah, we're working on a website right now. Uh-huh. But you know what I mean, you can, like I said, look up on Instagram, and we ship, you know what I mean, I got customers buying from my Instagram. Like, you know what,
you should come up, do you have, because I don't want to say something that you already got, do you have, and if you don't have, I think it would be dope to get it, just one piece that is strictly unique to Lucky Diamonds. Like, I seen, like, I think Ben Baller got his own Jesus piece, or you know what I'm saying, one piece that you know you can only get it from Lucky. I think that would be dope in the future if you ain't got
one
it
piece,
already.
I have a lot of pieces, my design only, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So many pieces, you know, that, like I said, I deal with a lot of my factories.
Yeah.
So I tell them, I give them ideas, you know what I mean, what to make. So that way, I'm the only one that have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless somebody, you know, there's a lot of copycats around here too.
No doubt.
They copy my shit, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
There's so many pieces I have that this was my design.
So they could come see you and get something that probably nobody else got.
Nobody got it, guarantee that too. You know, and we do custom jewelry. Whatever you need on a custom, y'all come see me or shoot me on Instagram, you know what I mean? I get you the design made, give you the price, everything, you know what I mean? You don't even have to come to the shop.
Mm.
I can ship it over anywhere in the country.
That's dope. And closing out, you let them know where exactly, give them your address, where we at.
I'm at the gallery at South DeKalb Mall. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I mean? Like I said, y'all can check me out on Instagram. It's called Lucky, LuckyDa Jeweler. JeweLer. You know what I mean?
Lucky the Jeweler.
Lucky the Jeweler. Y'all can look up on Instagram. And I got all my phone numbers in it. Every information you need, you can get it from there. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Definitely appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you for taking time out, being a part of the drug dealer's dreams, man. Appreciate it.
Signing out. Come on.